The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you hear the Hall & Oates, that's your ass. When you hear Hall & Oates, it means you came in second. Enjoy that silent ass trip back home, please, and thank you. Shut your mouth up. Your colors are stupid. Your fight song sucks. You all got a chip on your shoulder that's undeserved. You ain't special. Not this time. 99 times out of 100, maybe. Not this one. Sorry about that. I'm sorry that I got Jaden Daniels and you don't. I'm sorry that everybody in this league is going, God, I wish I had Jaden Daniels. You don't get him. We do. Suck it. Take your time with it, too. Suck it. We have Jaden Daniels. Celebration, bitches. We have Jaden Daniels. You know the thing that everybody wants? You know that thing, right? You can't have it because we do. I got more. Toby's still here. He's recovering
from
the update.
Keep going, please.
No, I'm going to keep going. The rest of the league had to watch all the other teams that were like us, used to be like us. Imagine not having Jaden Daniels. Imagine it. You can't anymore, can you? Go back in time. If I could turn back time. That's a Cher reference. A lot of old school references today, Toby. You're young. You won't get them. I don't care. Go back in time when our quarterback stunk. Which one? Exactly. They all did. It was all a big waste of time. No longer. We have one. We have him. The rest of them can't have him. There are probably four quarterbacks on the planet right now that if a drunken owner called and was like, hey, you want to do a fun trade? You want to just do a fun trade that's binding? I might give him up for Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Lamar Jackson. That's the list. Sorry about it. That special little child is here. He plays for my favorite football team. Sorry about it. Get your ass to Union Station or the airport. I don't know how you got home, and I don't care. Shut up on the flight. Not a time to celebrate. Now, I'm also aware of the facts. I know that the Local 53, whose name should change immediately, doesn't win that game if Jalen Hurts doesn't get hurt. I know that if Devontae Smith catches a ball that he catches every time, literally his first drop this year, they don't win that game. I also don't care. Hall & Oates. Suckle it. Here's what happened. James Gunn's directing, and it's brand new. They put a lot of DC characters in. Darius isn't going to see it because he hates DC. He's a Marvel guy. But whatever. We have Jaden Daniels. Does everyone understand it? Does everyone get it? The thing that you just saw don't happen around here. That's someone else's thing. God, I wish I had that. You do. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the program. It's Grant Nanny here on The Fan. Toblerone is with me. Toby Altizer is hanging out today. No GP. He's on vacation. You're going to hear, first of all, people are disrespecting Toby. I'm so fired up. I'm so happy. There's a disrespect going on for Toby. He's doing updates and hanging out with me all day long.
It's privilege.
It's nice of you to say. It's not. It's someone had to do it. You got stuck here. You were doing updates earlier. How long have you been here doing updates? Since 10?
No, I was here at noon.
Oh, here at noon? Okay. It's still a long day, man. It's a lot of talking. We got a lot to talk about with this game.
Plenty.
We got Jay Gruden at 5, Ben Standing at 3. We got highlights. We got montages. I need a montage. We got all sorts of fun stuff. Washington, the team we're talking about here, Tobes, has not been 10-5 since before you were a person. You weren't even a gleam. Before Toby was a human being, that's the last time this happened. Now, I resent the fact that you're very young and the fact that it's been decades of smacks to the mouth. Decades of going up, out, have to go up back again, Pa? You sure do. Let's go to the woodshed, son. Look at all the tools. Miserable. We have them. They're 10-5. Here's what we're doing. I know the week. I know it's on Wednesday. That's Christmas. I'm very aware. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everybody, okay? They haven't been nasty like this. They haven't won 10 games. They haven't been 10-5 since 1991. So here's what we're going to do. Poor Darius. I was like, hey, man, sorry. Here's a bunch of extra work for you. We're going to play 90s hip-hop. Early 90s hip-hop for the next 2 days. Why? Because, man, this is a throwback to when they were good. This is what it used to look like, where Philadelphia would come to town and they would catch these hands, where the stupid Eagles feared us. And again, I understand how the game went. I'm not stupid. I know. We shouldn't have won the game. I know we were getting boat raced early on. You're missing the point of the dude's story.
But there's an issue, you see. He can't throw over the middle. Shut up!
Yes, he can.
Well, there's a cold weather narrative. Shut up!
It was cold. And he taxed that ass. How about that?
Well, they haven't beaten a winning team yet.
Shut that mouth up. Toby, we could do 50 shows today.
Absolutely.
On 3 different games that took place during that game. First impressions, I got a million things in my mind. It's going a million miles an hour. Just give me your opening salvo, your opening thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to lean into the Chris Russell side of things more so than what you guys are a little bit in terms
of run the ball, coaches are always right.
Let's do that sort of thing. I tend to lean that way a little bit more. I'm old school despite being really young. But yesterday, I think it was the second quarter, I texted a couple guys and said, can Cliff just abandon the run already and just put everything on Superman's shoulders and just let Jaden go win the game? And I said it time and time again. They come out in the second half. They're throwing screens. They're still trying to run the ball up the middle. Your only chance of winning yesterday was one dude, and it was Jaden Daniels. And when Cliff realized it, that's when they started getting things going. He made a couple mistakes. He had a couple hiccups. He also won you the game. The only offense they had running the football was Jaden Daniels. The only chance they had in the passing game was Jaden Daniels making miraculous throws to Terry, making an incredible throw to Jamison Crowder to win the game. He was the only chance they had to win yesterday, and he did it against a really good football team. You're talking about a team that hadn't allowed more than 2 passing touchdowns to anyone all year, and they had the quarterback yesterday to go win the game by throwing 5 touchdown passes. 5. Like, I was excited to come in here and talk with you, Danny, and be like, which touchdown pass was your favorite? You know, was it the Terry one or the other one? No, was it the Terry one? Was it the first OZ one? Was it the second OZ one? How about the other Crowder one? How about the last Crowder one? 5 touchdown passes for your rookie quarterback against the best defense in the NFL coming into that week, and you get it done. All the mistakes, whatever. I'm sorry, Philadelphia fans. You won a Super Bowl with your backup quarterback, so shut up about the backup quarterback. Your backup quarterback was also a first-round pick not that long ago, so it's not like he's just some jag that you picked up off the trash heap. Like, miss me with that. And also, you're the team that called the quarterback run. That happens sometimes when you run your quarterback. Sorry, that sucks. Jaden Daniels was the best player. I saw Dan Orlovsky say that he was the best player in the National Football League yesterday, and he 100% was, and I still cannot believe that that dude is our quarterback.
There's, again, so much to discuss, and we're going to discuss it all. You just met references, Toblerone, and I want to get to that. I need everyone to understand something. The Eagles, just to them real quick, they're still great. They're still a Super 100%. Bowl contender. When Jalen Hurts is healthy, Washington wasn't going to be able to stop them. I don't think that adjustment was there. I don't think there was a switch they could flip. I don't think there was anything else they could have done. Philadelphia was going to have its way. I think you had your chance to beat them when they were sloppy, a month and a half ago, whenever that game was, right? Philadelphia now firing on all cylinders. With Hurts is a Super Bowl contender. That defense is excellent. They have just enough counters to every counter that you've got on offense, whether it's Barkley. You could just see it where Hurts had open lanes when he wanted to run. Barkley ripped off 109 yards before the end of the first quarter, whatever the hell it was. You've got A.J. Brown as a counter. Smith, if you take those away, when Goddard's healthy, that's another weapon. Their defense is good. That's a championship-level contender. Nothing in my mind changed about that yesterday, by the way. So put that aside for a second. I need everyone to understand. You just referenced this. Jamison Crowder. Olamide Zaccheaus. This is who Jaden Daniels is doing this with. With all due respect, those are NFL players. Both of those guys were readily available for anybody's practice squad. Both of those dudes would not be getting looks and reps for any first division team. That's the, we traded away our best guy, maybe he can be our number two in Carolina level talent. That's the 93rd and 104th best receivers in the NFL. With all due respect, again, sounds like I'm beating up on them. I'm not. I'm just trying to illustrate a point. He's not doing this to A.J. Brown. He's not doing this to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. He's not throwing to Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the medium and DK Metcalf deep. Terry McLaurin's a really nice player, and he's kudos to him. Another brilliant touchdown catch. Underrated how hard it was to track that ball over the opposite shoulder. Great throw and catch by Daniels and then McLaurin on the back end. McLaurin's awesome. He ain't CeeDee Lamb. He's not Jefferson. He's not Chase. He's really good. I'm glad we got him. But this is not one of those receiving cores you go, oh, my God. And they're worse now as Deami Brown got hurt. Noah Brown, who was cut by the Houston Texans, was their number two. This is Luke McCaffrey, Jamison Crowder, and Olamide Zaccheaus. Dimes. Dimes all over the damn field against an excellent defense. Their defense didn't get hurt. They hurt themselves with Gardner Johnson getting ejected. Who knows what he said? I bet you wasn't,
oh my goodness.
I bet you wasn't polite. But I'm telling you, what we saw yesterday, despite the multiple bad plays from Daniels, that first interception, ball just sailed. That's not a good throw. You missed it. The second interception, that's forcing something. That's I've seen Brett Favre do that. I've seen veterans do that. I've seen rookies do that. That's a bad play. You know, you're third down. You're desperate there. Maybe you try to you go for it on fourth down, live the fight another day, but there was nothing there. He forced it. Bad play. Even with those things, superhuman stuff. You could pick the touchdown. You could pick the fourth down run, making guys miss, shimmying in the secondary. And also, if you're going to tell me that at any point in the previous weeks where he didn't look like that, that it was anything other than him not being right, pound sand. Yep. That's what it looks like when he's healthy and correct. He was unbelievable yesterday. There's a million stories. Lattimore's hurt. We're going to find out more presumably at 3:30 as Dan Quinn talks. That's a bummer. I think they just called another pass interference on him at some point in from the training room. That's a huge deal. Brown getting hurt's a huge deal. I mean, if you're at the point where you go, we can't lose Deami Brown, it ain't great. None of that matters today. I'm celebrating Jaden Daniels.
Well, and the thing that I love is before the season, when you looked at Jaden Daniels in this offense, there were a bunch of different ways they could win. And you felt like they could win in the RPO game. You felt like they could win in the read option game, the quarterback run game, running the ball up the middle. They could do all those things. They had none of that yesterday, Danny. They had none of it. They had one thing, drop back passing. That's it. And I love Jaden. I didn't know if he'd quite got there yet as a rookie, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I didn't know if he was quite there yet, especially against a good team like the Eagles. He told me to shut up yesterday because he balled out in a game where it was all on his shoulders. There was no one else. Like, if you're going to go through and look through this team, like, who was the standout, I beg you to try to find more than one or two guys outside of Jaden, because it's not like anyone else was spectacular. The offensive line didn't help them at all in the run game. I didn't think they were horrible in pass protection, but they weren't great. The receivers, like you were talking about, are we going to really give a game ball to Olamide Zaccheaus because he was wide open because Darius Slay ran off the field late? Like, I'm glad that he was open. I'm glad they were able to find him. That's an Eagles mistake. It's not like anyone was doing anything exceptional. The defense was doing everything they could in the first half to lose them the ball game. And yet Jaden said, just put it on my shoulders and I'll go win it anyways. They put up 36 points yesterday against the best defense in the league when they had five turnovers.
Five turnovers, man.
I don't know how you do that.
And so Brian Robinson hasn't fumbled all year, fumbled twice. What are you supposed to do? It's like you and me are both baseball guys. Jacob Young's a Gold Glove caliber center fielder. Imagine having a game where Jacob Young just drops two fly balls. Routine, can of corn. You go, what are you supposed to do? How can anybody overcome that? That's a bad day at the office. That happens. One was, I mean, right there at the exchange where Carter blows the play up in the backfield. I'm going, Washington can't even get a playoff at this point. And it leads to a Brian Robinson fumble. Then later in that Wildcat-type situation, again, just another good play. And you're going, you can't count for that. That's not something that's happened all year long, and of course it's happening in this huge moment, right? Doesn't mean you bench Brian Robinson. It's just terrible fortune, right, for a guy with no track record of fumbling. Jaden Daniels, two interceptions, no track record of putting the ball in harm's way. Both those things happened. Then you add in the going for it on fourth down and not getting it. I mean, this is a disaster. And you do that against Philadelphia, even with, Colony, small hands, Kenny Pickett in the game, you still lose by 30.
Yeah.
Any other time. Five is here. Jaden Daniels is here, man. I don't know what else to say about it. The 20 targets between Olamide Zaccheaus, Jahmy Brown, Jamison Crowder, and Luke McCaffrey. Respectfully to those guys. Again, I like them all individually as people and as players. None of those guys would be able to do anything. Wouldn't get on the field for Philadelphia. Wouldn't get on the field for Detroit. Wouldn't get on the field for Buffalo. Or maybe Kansas City, they have no receivers. But you know what I mean? Like anybody that's got a good offense. They couldn't play in Houston. They were all behind the guy that got cut by Houston.
Yeah.
You're watching the most special thing. Last year, or before this year started, the eye line was, well, if it can be C.J. Stroud, I'm going, hold your horses. That's a once-in-a-generation lightning strike thing that took a franchise that was a joke pre and post Deshaun Watson, a clown shoe of an organization, just an absolute nuts garbage factory, Houston. And now we're disappointed because they're only 10-5. We're like, that's not what we thought. Right? It just turned everything around. And I'm going, that's too much to expect. Sorry he superseded. Sorry he's better. Sorry he's even more amazing than Stroud was last year. Sorry. It is happening right now.
How many quarterbacks in the league right now could make that 4th-and-11 play? When nothing's there, there's no one to throw it to. How many of them could make it, what was it, the 4th-and-4 play,
mm-hmm.
where there's nothing there? They're trying to roll out. There's nothing there. He's able to run for the first down. How many are able to continually do that and hit the deep shot to Dyami Brown? You forget that one, backed up to get them out of the backed up situation. He hits the bomb to Dyami Brown down the mm-hmm. right sideline. He throws that ball to Terry McLaurin. There's not tons of quarterbacks that can do that. All of that is in the same game. of that is in the same game against a good defense. You know, even going to the final drive, Jalen Carter has him dead to rights because he's got nothing to pass to. He's going to have to run. He steps up and he jukes him in a phone booth. I don't understand how this guy does everything. And I love the fact that once Cliff understood, I've got nothing else except for five today, and he just put it on five shoulders
mm-hmm.
and he was up for it. As a rookie, he was up for it against the Philadelphia Eagles, a division foe in a not must-win game, sort of, but I got to have it, right? Like, this is a huge boost.
It's a huge moment
for you if you can go win this thing. And he's up for it as a rookie. It's just incredible. And I keep thinking, I don't want to look too far down the road because we're in it right now. But the most encouraging thing about this season, Danny, is this is probably the worst roster he's going to play with, at least during his rookie contract.
Hopefully.
If Adam Peters does his job correctly, this is the worst supporting cast he's going to have. This might be the worst O-line he's going to have. This might be the worst defense he's going to have. And they're 10-5 on their way to the playoffs, more than likely. And he just beat the Philadelphia Eagles almost single-handedly, it feels like.
Ben Stanley's going to join us at 3. Jay Gruden's going to join us at 5. Okay. Here's what I want to do next. Normally, we do some game balls and gassers right here. I want to delay that. I want to go through yesterday. Because I'm firing off tweets on Elon's app early on where I'm going, I hope they can beat Atlanta next week. Like this, they don't belong in the same field as this team. They are getting mauled and pushed around and dominated. Then Frankie Louvu makes the play that he makes. I'm going, okay, it's 14-7. Maybe they got something. Before I even finish that tweet, Saquon Barkley is already in the residence. He's already gone to the house. I go, well, never mind. They can't hang with these guys. They can't do it. Everything, of course, changes when Jalen Hurts gets hurt. But still, it still didn't feel like they can compete on that level. So here's what I want to know. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Tobes, I want your answer. I'll give you mine. Then I want to hear from you guys. When were you at your lowest yesterday? And when were you at your highest? Like, how bad was it when you were low? When you were frustrated? You turned the damn TV off. You stormed out. You snapped at your wife or kids. Told them to leave you alone. Whatever. When were you at your lowest? And then with maybe about 6 seconds left on the clock, what'd you do? That's what I want to know. Back at the end zone. Throwing with some anticipation. Even before Jamison Crowder's open.
Beautiful.
Before he's open. Over the middle of the field. So shut up. Everyone shut up. Okay. When we're at your lowest, when we're at your highest. 800-636-1067. It's Grant Dan here on The Fan. Toby Altizer in for GP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know I'm on. Hold on. Intros in the 90s were a little bit longer. There it is. Tribe. Early 90s hip-hop, because that's the last time Washington was good. Everyone deal with it. Toby, you're going to catch a lot of shrapnel today. You're going to be confused because you're going to hear the words and it'll make sense given the actual beat and melodies that the gentlemen are rapping over. So you'll be confused here.
Okay.
No mumbling. No mumbling in this music.
There's no, yeah. And then kind of like a string of guttural utterances over something that you could create on a Casio keyboard from the mid-90s with like a single tambourine beat. So this, it'll be more complicated. It'll be melodic. And the rappers will be what I like to call talented. So you'll be confused. You'll be bewildered the whole time. But get on board. It's fine. All you young people, you're wrong. This is my time. All right? Deal with it. Welcome back. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Toby is in for GP. It's not four down territory because that's a touchdown. So, again, everyone can kiss 100% of my tuchus. We got Jaden Daniels. Here's the question. Toby, you go first. I'll go second. Carlos, go third. Lowest moment yesterday and then the highest moment. Like, how down were you? What was happening? And then would you go nuts?
Yeah, it probably has to be, what was it, that second Brian Robinson fumble, or maybe coming out with the De'Ami Brown fumble. Like, I mean, the fact that you can go through and have five different turnovers and go through, and it's probably a low point after each one of those, but it's got to be probably the Saquon run. I mean, Saquon going for 68 yards when the backup quarterbacks come in and it's over. I wanted to turn off the TV, and I'm not that guy, Danny. I'll watch through the pain. I'll deal with it. I become cynical. I told you so. This team sucks, and they're not even as good, and they can't beat anybody. You know, I'll get that way, and that's how I felt yesterday. It was, oh, my goodness. I had some optimism that they might actually be able to pull this one out or it'd be close, and I look like an idiot right away because they were just playing so horrifically. So I think right away in that first quarter, it was like, okay, this game's going to be done right away. This thing is so stupid. Why am I wasting my time with this? Why did I get my hopes up? And I was done with it. I was checking the other scores. I'm like, all right, well, at least we can have maybe the Giants win over the Falcons, which was never going to happen. Maybe you can have the Jets beat the Rams and help you out a little bit. Maybe you can have some of these other things happen. And I was kind of moved on to next week. I saw you tweet about that. And it all changed. And that catch was 6 seconds. I was telling Darius about this before the show. This is the only time this season where I have two TVs that I'm watching games on.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my phone down, and I went to the one TV that had the game on, and I was standing right in front of it, and I could not care less about anything. I heard my phone buzzing because someone was calling me. I'm like, what idiot is
not
calling
now.
Me
not
right
now.
Now?
Not now.
Leave me alone. It was actually my dad wanting to know, so I answered and told him.
Oh, that's nice.
Which, yeah. Coincidentally, he called me right before both picks. So don't call me during games, Dad. Both picks are on him. I'm putting both picks on him. It's
I
not
agree
Jake.
With that. Yep.
But just jubilation when you complete that pass, which people sleep on how good that pass is, by the way. Anticipation, understanding it's cover two with the split safeties, waiting for him to clear the linebacker, and just running around the living room shouting all by myself. Just, I don't know that I felt that this year. Even the Hail Mary was, you know, there's like a luck, like, oh my goodness, that just happened. This one was like, holy crap, we've got our guy. Like, holy crap, this dude is unbelievable. So I know those are kind of like generic answers, like the Barkley run kind of rips your heart out, and then all of a sudden Jaden Daniels throwing that last second touchdown just puts you over the moon. But that's kind of where it was yesterday, man. It was wild.
To me, the lowest I felt was after that huge kickoff return by Luke McCaffrey. And then they immediately turned it over.
Yes.
They can't compete with this team. They're Philadelphia's so good. And by the way, they're still great. Philadelphia is a Super Bowl contender. I hate saying it because I hate them, but they're awesome. That long kickoff return, and I'm like, all right, nice. Now we got a little momentum back. At least make this respectable. And then they turned it over right away. And I said, okay, that's the end. There's nothing they can do. They are totally outmanned, outclassed, out everything. And my highest moment, even before that touchdown, I'm going to let Manny in South Beach talk about it. Manny, what were you doing when it was bad, and what'd you do when it was good? What's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
This is Manny in South Beach.
Yes, it is.
Not South Beach. We in the East of Washingtonian here, but I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna keep it 100. The Saquon run, it just made that little butterfly, the little gurgle you get in the bottom of your stomach.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, when you feel like you got a huge bathroom. Yeah, my bowels loosen. But I had to hold my grippers tight. I'm never down on my team always, but sometimes I went through the Danny Snyder era with y'all. But hey, my highest moment, 4th and 11.
Yep. That's mine.
4th and 11.
That's
because
mine.
To me, that one was exactly what Saquon did. He just didn't take it to the house. It saved our day. It saved us. He continuously saved us. And then, of course, the crescendo is the touchdown at the end. That's everybody. Everybody almost. You might have got wet. Everybody got wet. You know what I'm talking about?
But, I do. Manny, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Got a lot of folks on hold. Good call. That moment, that 4th and 11, they're down still. They're still not a threat to win that game. But I just it kind of smacked me back into the reality, which is, oh, that's right. Any frustration I've got is temporary. Any sadness or bitterness I've got because they're not as good as a Super Bowl contender right now with a roster that's pretty devoid of talent. Big picture, long term, we got him.
And you sleep on the fact, too, that it felt like, oh, here's his moment. And he threw a pick. And then somehow Devontae Smith dropped a ball that he's caught a million times in his life. And then he still got his moment once again and took advantage of it. So it almost felt like your heart got ripped out again because you were like, going to have the chance. And then all of a sudden there's a pick. And then you still got that extra chance. You only got the one timeout, though, and put him against the wall, and he still finds a way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, going back to the sequence I'm talking about, huge return from McCaffrey after Philadelphia scores, okay? And there's a little bit of a gain. A couple things happen. They got bailed out, I think on a third down by unnecessary roughness penalty, if memory serves. And they're moving the football. I'm going, okay, well, maybe now we go back and forth. And then Brian Robinson fumbled again. I'm going, okay, that's it. They're just not good enough. And that 4th and 11, again, smacked me back to, they're going to lose this game, but who cares?
Yeah.
Right? I've got the thing. And then, of course, they ended up winning. Let's go to Ruben in Texas, I believe, listening on the Odyssey app. Ruben, what's up, man? When were you the lowest, and when did you get high? Ruben, are you for Scuba?
Yeah, right here, man.
What's up, man? You're on.
I felt that my lowest was when we were trying to battle the referees at the same time, man. That was a very shocker for us. And my highest was for Crowder. I was happy for him, man.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah,
the refs were horrendous.
I thought so. And again, I'm sure Philadelphia is doing. Yeah, they're probably doing that on Philly Radio this morning too. We noticed it a lot because they kept these like huge drive sustaining moments,
yes.
Pass interference, Lattimore, pass interference. You know, I thought at least one of those was. I thought that the final one probably was the right call. The second one I wouldn't have called. The first one, that's football. By little of the law, maybe he's holding on to something, but that's because Brown's got his hand inside.
You
got
to be able to see that. No person runs with their chest leaned into a guy. Like that's impossible to do.
He's getting dragged down.
He's getting dragged.
He's like kind of hoisting himself up while tugging on the arm.
But, you know,
I thought the ball wasn't catchable.
Yeah, if I'm WIP today, I'm complaining about the roughing the passer penalty. I'm complaining about the ejection. When's the last time you saw a dude talking to a guy, the dude slaps his helmet off, and the dude that said something, we'll never know what he said, but the dude that was talking is the one that gets the flag, not the dude that slapped his helmet off.
Bernie in Virginia, lowest moment, best moment.
So lowest moment was when Lattimore got beat on the simple slant to A.J. Brown.
For the touchdown.
With Pickett in the game.
And I'm like, oh, what? That's why we got him. You know, I just, mm-hmm. you know, like, did the DB mess up? Was there safety help? The biggest moment, I mean, I know it's cliche, but it's when they got the ball back. It was when the Eagles punted. And I'm like, they're going to win this game. I mean, my son, wife, and I have been on an emotional roller coaster. And I'm like, even if they don't win this game, just something about this team, and it's not encapsulated just in that game, that player, that year, they're going to be this team for a while. And that was my high moment, because it just didn't blend into it for that game. I mean, that was absolutely unbelievable. Remember all the calls Philadelphia got last year in Washington, the reversal on the catch, the mm-hmm. short of the first down? I feel no sympathy for the refs. So.
Oh, none at all. Yeah, I'm right with you, buddy. I appreciate that. Edward in Hartford. What's up, man? Best and worst.
Hey, what's going on, man? Look, I'm going to make this quick and then have a quick point. I'm going to say the worst is the fumbles. If you take away the two turnovers, you probably win this game by two touchdowns because of the ending touchdown that Jaden threw, which means he doesn't have to even get to the point to throw that touchdown. The best, Jaden Daniels at the end of the touchdown that he threw.
Yeah.
It's just unfathomable that we're watching a quarterback do what C.J. Stroud did last year, but even almost mm-hmm. five times better than that because of the records that he's breaking on the pace of even maybe having a better record than C.J. Stroud. And then my last thing I want to talk about is I know people are talking about what the refs did, what this did, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I heard that C.J. Gardner-Johnson has problems with talking trash and taunting, and that's why he got the penalty.
Yeah, he's a talker. Thanks, buddy. He's the opposite of Vince Vaughn in old school.
Yeah.
He is a talker.
And you know for a fact he said some stuff that was way over the line, because to get Terry that fired up that he was, to have the ref right there and him flag what he said versus Deami Brown hitting him in the face – it was clearly way over the line.
Yeah, a couple of callers ago brought this up, though, Tobes, and I want to get to it super quick. Like, Lattimore got beat so soundly on that.
Yes.
And this is the NFL. A.J. Brown's a monster. It does that to everybody. But I remember going, for this?
Mm-hmm.
All that weight for this? Now, I actually thought he competed and played decently well before leaving with a hamstring. Again, we're going to find out more, hopefully, in the next hour or so, what his status is. But that's not good. I mean, this is one of the knocks, is chronically beat up and injured. You hear hamstring. That's the same thing that kept them from playing until now over the span of a month, where I guess going against New Orleans last week was the first time. But that's not great. I mean, there was a moment where Brown caught a ball short of the first down and Lattimore rallied and tackled him. That was a huge play in the game. Something similar happened later and St. Juice just whiffed. And again, A.J. Brown's a beast. He's awesome. But the whole point of Lattimore to me is to go compete with that guy. They don't have anybody else that can compete with him. And that was really frustrating, where it's like, I get losing on a slant to a guy that's, again, Megatron light in terms of, you know, that size, speed, skill, and hands. Guys are going to beat all day. But he wasn't within 5 yards of the guy.
Yeah, I thought it was an uneven performance from him because there were some good spots. Like, to me, that the route you're talking about, I think it was 3rd and 4, A.J. Brown catches it 3 yards, and he's able to make the tackle. I mean, if you remember that play, Brown motions over from the right. He ends up looking like he's going to run a drag underneath the guy that's creating some traffic and then cuts back out. To be able to make that play and make the tackle, that's elite-level cornerback play. So it showed you how good he can be, but then some of the interference penalties, the fact that he's not even out of his stance as A.J. Brown is 2 steps inside on that slant at the end zone. Like, it's up and down, but at the same point, I think it helps their defense because St. Juice would have got beat 100 times worse if he was out there all day on him.
800-636-1067. Someone drops off, you can hop on. We got Locked and Loaded. Lions' Ben Standing is going to join the program at 3. Tell us what he knows about some of the injuries, updates, quantify what we saw yesterday. But until then, your calls. Lowest moment, best moment yesterday. This is Grant Danny here on The Fan. Got to let this build too. And there's nothing you can do about it. This is Black Sheep, Tobes. Whose choice is it? Choice is yours. This has one of the great moments in any rap song ever that make no sense. When everything stops, and it's later, we can't play it because there's all these rules, but Engine Number 9, that part like after the second verse into the bridge to the third, it's a 10. It's a 10. This comes on, you're 19, but you have a good fake ID. You're in the bar. You've already had 19 Miller Lights. You're not sure if she's in a sorority or on one of the athletic teams. Doesn't matter because you made eye contact. Sorry about my life at that point. Oh, just a 10. Everything was awesome. Just like on Sunday. As Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. It's an exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condorian Morai can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Also, Christmas in a couple days. Last minute gift idea for the folks. Join your favorite hosts and your least favorite too. Depends on who you like and who you don't. From 106.7 The Fan for a special live show. The Sports Junkies, B. Mitch and Finley, and Grant and Danny shed their FCC restrictions for a totally uncensored discussion of DC sports, behind-the-scenes stories of working in radio, and a preview of the Super Bowl matchup. Hang out with your favorite radio hosts for a night of sports, laughs, and fun. Tickets on sale now at tallyhotheater.com. That's January 31st. So make the appropriate arrangements. Welcome back. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Toby Altizer in for GP. Ben Stanley is going to join us in about 10, 11 minutes. Now we've done all the mechanics and the homework where you have to do all the things to get back from the radio show. And I want to hear from you guys. 800-636-1067. Lowest and highest yesterday. When did you get low? When did you get bad? When did you not feel very good about the situation we were facing? Let's go to Robert in Maryland. What was it the worst for you, buddy?
Robert, what's
man,
up, dude?
I have to tell you, man, I was at that game yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you,
buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was at that game yesterday, man. My feet was cold, man, I can tell you. But my body was warm. But my lowest point in that game, and I had a temper tantrum when I saw it. When Benjamin St. Juice, I still thought at that point, I thought we still had a chance to win that game. But when I saw Benjamin St. Juice come in that game, I was like a five-year-old child having a temper tantrum in my seat. Because especially when it was 4th and 7.
Yep, and you knew.
And he allowed that guy to get that first down on 4th and 7. But on my good point is when we had a minute and 52 seconds left in that game with one timeout, and we got a chance to see what Jaden can do. And, man, I was so ecstatic when he took the team down the field and we scored that touchdown. The guy that was sitting beside me, I had to hug him for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
After we scored that touchdown.
I love it, man. Appreciate the phone call.
That's
got a
awesome.
Lot of guys on hold. I love that. You got rewarded, right? It was not heading that way until it was.
It's awesome.
Let's go to Louis. Is it Luis or Louis in Richmond? What's up, man? You're on The Fan.
Hey, it's It's Louis. Pardon my voice because I was at the game.
You were yelling.
Yesterday
No judgment.
It's understandable.
And this is the first time going since 2009, and it was just an amazing experience. My lowest point had to be between Saquon's run, kind of knowing how the game was going, and just kind of with them having the backup in, and we're not able to kind of really kind of counter back with them. Mm-hmm. That was kind of my lowest point. You had Philly fans running up and down the stands just being obnoxious, so I hated that.
Wait,
but,
Philly fans were?
And then after the second pick.
Appreciate you, dude. Thank you. Of course, they were being obnoxious. Yeah, they were awake. Let's go to Alonzo and Laurel. Lowest and highest yesterday.
Danny, long-time listener, brother. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, dude.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, listen. B-Rob. I was so shocked and sick when he fumbled. And those two times, actually. And then I'm going to go with the 4th and 11, man. 4th and 11 was just beautiful to see, man. This is why we have him. This is what we expect from him. And it was just the difference maker, I feel like, man. Like, people don't realize. That first game, man, we didn't have any of that. And, you know, I'm just tired of the Eagles fans making these excuses, saying, oh, Jalen Hurts was out the game and blah, blah, blah. Listen, we got a Pro Bowl tackle out the game. We got Eckler out the game. We can make excuses all day long.
Oh, without a doubt. And I appreciate you. So, and I've already said this, and I'll say it again. I don't think they win if Jalen Hurts plays. I mean that. So, okay. What happened, right? Like, you still had to come back against maybe, if not the first, the second, maybe the third best defense in the NFL. He already mentioned it. We don't have Noah Brown. We don't have Austin Eckler. We haven't had John Allen for months at a time. There's plenty of injuries to go around. Now, obviously, it's outsized import to have a quarterback that allows you to have a counter to everything, which is when they're right, and they were certainly right early yesterday, Toby, that Jalen Hurts is excellent.
Yeah.
He's really, really good, and they couldn't defend them. I think both things are true.
Yeah, it's fine, too, by the way. Like, to me, if you run your quarterback, we've seen Washington have the same thing happen against Carolina. Mm-hmm. If you run your quarterback, there's a risk that they could get hurt. Jalen Hurts runs. He gets hit. It seems like a pretty innocent, normal football hit, but he hits his head pretty hard. By the way, I thought he had the same thing happen in the first matchup, and they didn't pull him out of the game. This time they did.
Interesting.
And whatever, but Jaden also wasn't 100% when they played Philly the first time. If we're going to play the excuse train, if they want to do that, leave that for Philly. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, he mentioned
they won the game.
The lowest moment also. That first, okay, Philadelphia, you know, stopped Washington. Then they walked right down the field and scored with ease. And then the first play, it was Jalen Carter just rips by whoever was supposed to block him. I don't know if it was Biadasz, Allegretti, or Cosby. I don't know. I know that none of them stopped him at all.
Yeah.
And before Robinson could even get going, he'd already forced a fumble. And I'm going, oh, my God. This is a bloodbath in waiting. Let's go to Dwayne in Silver Spring. Dwayne, what's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
Hey, my lowest was the Saquon run, and my high point was when we got in the red zone. And also, I wanted to say, hey, this ain't the first time Smith was blocked the pass against us. Remember, we just didn't throw the challenge flag in years before, previously.
First of all, it's a great pull by you. I think you're 100% right. But I mean, I say when he doesn't drop passes, that's his first, quite literally, his first chronicle drop this season. Came at that unbelievably pivotal moment, which if he gets the first down, you can just do the math. It becomes academic at that point. You might still get the ball back, but with only seconds remaining post-field goal, right? That changed everything. That we don't even think about this. I did not love Dan Quinn taking a timeout before the field goal attempt.
Well, and I didn't like him not being aggressive at the end of the first half and not calling. Even though Jaden had just thrown the pick, I didn't think his timeout usage was great. But about this, Danny, like, yes, they had some luck. You have to be in position to be lucky. How many times has this team had something lucky, so to speak, go their way, but it doesn't matter, right? Like, dudes drop balls all the time. They're never in a spot like that in years previous where this cost the Eagles the game, right? How many times are they in a spot, something like that happens, but it doesn't matter because they're down by three touchdowns?
Exactly right. Appreciate the calls on this. We got plenty more fun stuff to go. We need some information, though. Ben Standing is going to join us here to catch us up, what we know about Lattimore, what we know about John Allen maybe coming back. Just kind of go through what we saw yesterday, how crazy it was. We'll quantify it for you. Remember, Jay Gruden joins us at 5. Plenty more to come here. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Toby in for GP. Don't go anywhere.